responsible to the family member of any Miller Shimon Ben Penchas and by Yelad Avram Foreman for a full Shlema Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Goldo. We continue to run our BRS Global campaign. If you enjoy the Siddur snippets, please consider helping and contributing at brsonline.org/global. We're at the end of the Amida, the Hiratzon, after taking our three steps back, where we stand to remain in place as we are waiting to walk Kedahiloch Dalet Amos. We daven for the Beis Hamikdash. After all, we just concluded the Amida, which is in lieu of the Avoda of Karbanos. And so as we conclude davening, we miss and we long for the Karbanos, and so we daven for them. And that's why the Hiratzon is Sheyibana Beis Hamikdash B'mehera V'aminu, speedily in our day. By the way, why speedily in our day? Because the Gemara tells us that Kol Dor Shelo Nivne B'yamav, I know this is 3 weeks, 9 days Tisha B'vort, but the Gemara, it's relevant every day of the year, that any day in which the Beis Hamikdash is not built, had it been standing, Hashem would have destroyed it. Kilo hechrivo. We often misquote, or we quote inaccurately that Chazal, but Chazal said, it's not that it would have been built, it's that if it were standing, it would have been destroyed. If Hashem looked down at us today, and He saw our differences, He saw our divisions, He saw the sin of Shechin and the baseless hatred between us, if the Beis Hamikdash were stood, it would have been destroyed. How do you know that? By the fact that it hasn't been rebuilt. So therefore, b'mehera v'yameinu, speedily in our day, let us merit, let us live in such a way that we earn it to be built. And then v'seichel keinu b'sora secha, we asked why is that next? And we quoted, based on the pasuk in Eicha, the Gra, based on the Sifri, lo'avda b'cholavavchem, avoda zutfila, and avoda zutora, Beis Hamikdash, hashras hashchina, was a place from which tefila came, and from which Torah came, mitzion teitei sora, and with the Beis Hamikdash absent, with Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim incomplete, without the intense dwelling of the Ribono Shel Olam, Torah has been somewhat muted. And then we continue. V'sham na'avadcha b'yira k'mei olam u'chshanim kadmanios, will serve you in reverence as in the days of old and in the days and the years gone by. Well, daven sham there, where the Beis Hamikdash that will be rebuilt, na'avadcha will serve you. Will do the avoda b'yira. How? With awe and reverence. K'mei olam, like in the Altarheim in the old days, ukshanim kadmanios, and years gone by. And then it seems to repeat that same line with a little twist. How many of us even know what it means? We say it every day, three times a day. What's the difference between v'sham na'avadcha b'yira k'mei olam ukshanim kadmanios and v'arva l'ashem minchas yudav yushalayim k'mei olam ukshanim kadmanios? V'arva l'ashem minchas yudav yushalayim. And may the offering of Yehuda and Yerushalayim be pleasant to you. Which offering? The mincha. What mincha? Bringing a mincha? The mincha of Yehuda? It's different than the mincha of Yerushalayim. And they should be pleasant to you, just like the old days and just like the years of yore. So I try to demonstrate over and over in Siddur snippets, we're saying words, do we know what they mean? Because we're supposed to be moved and transformed by them. It makes sense to understand them. So Shem Na'avadcha, after asking for the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt, after asking, giving us our portion in Torah learning, and let us serve you in awe and fear like the old days. Now we go back and we ask for a yira. The truth is, it seems to be out of place. If I gave you those three things, daven for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Torah learning, and restoring of Korbanos, what order would you have put it? Yiratz on building a Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash we'll offer Korbanos, and also that's a place, that's also a place that we learn. We, however, do it seemingly out of order. Build the Beis HaMikdash, we'll learn a lot of Torah, and we'll return the Karbanos. It seems to be out of order. Why do we do it in that order? The Sefer Anilu Dodis suggests, Hadarga gvo b'yirahu yiras haromimus. Vaderech lagia losa yira yaydei limad haTorah. When it comes to yira, when it comes to fear, there are two levels of fear. There's yiras haonesh, there's the lower level, which is fear of punishment. Fear of punishment. Yiras haromimus is an awe and a reverence out of respect. I don't want to disappoint. I want them to be proud. Our children can respond to us out of a yiras haonesh, that they're going to have their technology taken away, they're going to be grounded, they're going to be sent to their room. They don't want to be punished, so they do, and they obey what we ask. But that's a very low level. As parents, that's not our dream and our hope. We don't want yiras haonesh. We long for a yiras haromimus, that our children say, I have such respect, I have such honor and such love for my parents, that what? I don't want to disappoint them. A yiras haromimus at a higher level. How does one get a Yiras Aron for the Ribono Shel Olam? How can you have a love and an awe and respect and not want to disappoint if you don't know who he is, what he stands for, what he wants? How do we know those things? Limud HaTorah. Aydei Limud HaTorah Yavo LaHaker Benosan HaTorah. Through learning Torah, we come to know the giver of Torah. V'az Yidei Zeh Yuchal Lagia LaHasagas HaGvos B'yosu B'yira. So therefore, after Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we want to return to the Shoresh HaTorah. We'll build the Beit HaMikdash. We want to live with the Yiras Aromamos. How do we develop a close connection with you? We have to know you. We have to know what you want from us. We want to talk to you through davening, and we hear you talking to us through Torah learning. And it's only then we can return to the Avoda, the Kabbasham, the Avodcha B'Yira, and only there, out of a sense of Torah learning, knowing who you are and feeling connected to you, only then do we offer karbanos. That's the suggestion of Anila Dodi, why it seems to be something which is out of order. But we long for Yehirat, so we should build the Beis HaMikdash. Sin Chalkeinu, let us learn Torah so we can develop a closeness and awareness. Torah, the Baal HaTanya writes, is a description of Elokus. So how can you know who, how can you have fear or awe or reverence? How can you have a relationship with Hashem if you don't know who he is? If you don't know how he designed his world? How do we know that? Through Torah. And now that we know that, now we can now we can serve you. How? Through the return of Karvonos in that place. So it seems that the penultimate sentence of the Yehi Ratzon is V'sham Na'avadcha. What are we adding in the last sentence? The Arva Lashem Minchas Yudav Yerushalayim. We just said V'sham Na'avadcha. Let us return to Avoda, the Avoda of Karbanos. And now we add on top of that, mix, sweeten the arva, the korban mincha of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. What does that mean? We'll pick up with next.